This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very, very good morning. Thanks for speaking to us outside of the normal schedule. Two subjects, of course, that I want to talk about. One is the fire and one is the Malka Lifa story. Can we get an update on what is happening with the fire?
Sadly, the situation with the fires is worse and not better. And whereas up until now, the state which has been the most badly affected, severely affected, has been the one where Sydney's located, where I am standing, and that is the state of New South Wales. But now Victoria, which is to the south of us, which is where Melbourne is located, is equally plagued by what is being described as the worst, or one of the worst areas of polluted air in the world. I mean, it's just mind-boggling to even compute that. The latest report I saw is that approximately 7 million hectares of land are destroyed, which is half the size of England. The mind boggles. In terms of animal life, almost a billion animals have lost their lives, have been killed. Over a thousand houses in New South Wales alone, plus the other states, and then loss of life. So it sadly has got worse and not better. From the Jewish community's perspective, but around $7 million has been raised for bushfire relief. A lot of that from private philanthropists and the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We today transmitted $500,000, which we raised through crowdfunding from members of the community. And then from Israel, we received a message from Isaac Herzog, chairman of the Jewish Agency, sending a message of support. And the Jerusalem Zoo, of all places, has sent funds to help with fire-injured animals here in this country, which was a nice touch. So unfortunately, the situation is worse and not better as we speak today.
Any chance of rain?
That's the good news, yes. We've had some rain here in Sydney, and there are storms predicted for the next few days.
That can
be a double-edged sword. And hopefully it's heavy rain downpours and not electrical storms, etc. But hopefully that will happen and will help the situation.
Absolutely. Time is 7:18. Can you give us an update on the Malka Lifa situation?
The Malka Lifa situation has taken 3 steps forward and 2¾ steps back.
Oh no!
And what I mean by that is that, as listeners know, there have been over 60, 70 hearings and court cases, etc. So what has happened now is that a state panel of 3 psychiatrists have determined that she has been faking her psychiatric illness. And that's their finding, which they presented to the court. And so that's the 3 steps forward. Where's it steps backward is that the court has now said that her defense has the right to challenge and tackle the evidence of those 3 psychiatrists. Now that will happen within the next month. And then it'll take about another couple of months for the court then to make its determination whether they go with the state psychiatrist or with her defense who are challenging the psychiatrist. That's the first point. Well, if it gets through that hearing, it then goes to the extradition hearing. If the extradition hearing determines, yes, she should be extradited to Australia, she then has the right to appeal that. If it comes down, yes, she should be extradited, it then needs a determination by the president of the country himself. If he decides that, yes, she should be extradited, she can then appeal that. So everything I've described, so there are 3 major hurdles still ahead before she would be extradited to Australia to face a court system. So we're talking about at least another year before there's a determination one way or the other. So first of all, there's the psychiatric evidence, which will be challenged. Then if it gets through that, the extradition hearing. If it gets through that, then a presidential final decree one way or the other. So those who are alleged victims are absolutely distraught at this current turn of events. For a moment, they felt assured once the three state psychiatrists said, yes, they believe she has been feigning her psychiatric illness. But then when all these other steps manifested themselves, they have been interviewed and they are totally beside themselves.
Absolutely appalling. In fact, a little bit later in the show, we are going to be taking this discussion a little bit further, and we're going to be speaking to Shana Aronson, and she's head of Jewish Watch. She's been very involved as well.
Yes.
In determining, in trying to show that Malka Leifer, in fact, is feigning mental illness.
Exactly right. That's 100%. So that organization, Jewish Watch, is one of those which had been monitoring Malka Leifer's movements. Mm-hmm. And it has manifested while she's been claiming psychiatric illness. There are reports that she has been seen out doing shopping, talking on her phone, essentially acting like any other normal citizen. And yes, so exactly the organization you cited has been very involved in this entire situation.
Yeah, so we will be chatting to them a little bit later in the show. Vic Eladev, thank you as always for your information and your site.